Okay, yesterday we began discussing the sugya of Shtari Hadyotos, and we noted in Machlokas Rishonim where Igeres Shalom fits. That according to Rashi, at least on Kuf Tes Ayin, Igeres Shalom is included in Shtari Hadyotos. The Tosis there, the Reader made a time take issue and assumed that Igeres Shalom is Heter Gomer, minimally because there's a Pikuach Nefesh or Tzorech component in Igeres Shlomim. And then you had the position of the Rosh that Igeres Shlomim is not Shtari Yotos, but Atu Shtari Hedyotos. And we also noted that even though the Rambam in Yad is relatively sasim as far as what the definition of Shtari Yotos includes, the Rambam in Perish HaMishnayis writes that Igeres Shlomim is in fact a form of Shtari Yotos. Maybe it's the principal form of Shtari Hedyotos. The Magen Mishnah and the Rambam, the Magen Mishnah Perek Kaf Gimel Halacha Yates, notes that that is the Rambam's position lahalacha, meaning he reads Rambam in the Yad in light of the Perish HaMishnayis, that Igeres Shlomim are included in Shtari Dotas Mamish, and in that way, the Rambam is like Shitas Rashi. And the Elia Rabba points out the Ran, where the Ran writes that Shtari Yotos are Aser Mishum Shema Yimchok, like the Rambam, not the Mimso Chesachah reason of the Rush, but Shema Yimchok, like the Rambam. And the Ran there also include the Igeres Shalom in his list of Shtari Hedyotos. And the Mishnah Brura, presumably, La Halacha quotes both reasons. Mishnah Brura Shin Zayin Sifkatan Nun Aleph, where the Mechaber writes, Shtari Hedyotos, the Hainu Shtari Chavas, the Cheshbonos, the Igros Shel Shela Shalom. So the Mechaber lists Shela Shalom as Shtari Hedyotos. Also, the Grosam. Vafilu La'ayin Behemelo Kri, also, we'll get back to that. And the Mishnah Brura writes succinctly in Sifkata Nun Aleph, Shtari Chovas V'Cheshbonos, Yesh Omri Mishum Mimsoch Hefzecha, V'Yesh Omri Mishum Shema Yimchok. And he quotes Halacha both the reasons of Mimsoch Hefzecha and the reasons of Shema Yimchok. Okay. Now, on that last line in Sifkut Gimel, V'afilu L'ayin Behem V'lo Kri Aser, that the Isser of reading Shtari Hedyotos, including Shela Shalom, is not limited to reading them out loud, but to reading them silently as well. So the Mordechai in Simen Resh Nun Dalid writes as follows. He quotes the Isser of Shtari Hedyotos. V'nira de'ion ksav b'derech ha'avara mutter. That simply being ma'ayin in the words in a cursory way, b'derech ha'avara is mutter. V'ein aser ela heicha de'ikol amigzar l'mochek. The only Isser of Shtari Hedyotos is where you may come to be Mochek. So the Mordechai is tole the heder of Ion on there not being a chashash mechika. The reason for Shtari Hedyotos, like the Rambam, like the Ran, is Shema Yimchok. And we're only worried that you're going to be Mochek if you read it out loud, but not if you read it quietly. So that position that Ion is mutter, or hear her is mutter, if it's not Kriya out loud, so that's the position that the Chachmei Sfard quote in the name of the Bali Tosfos. The Rashba has it, the Ritva has it, the Ran has it. They have it in the name of the Bali Tosfos. That Lehistakel Bichsav, the Limnos Bilvavo, when it comes to the menu and the guest list, so there they quote a position of the Bali Tosfos that simply to look at the writing and to count in your heart is mutter. And the Chachmei Sfard reject that distinction and assume lalacha that even derech ion vehirhor is going to be asir, and that's the psak we just saw reflected in the mechaber that when it comes to shtari idiotos, even derech iyun vehirher is asir. That's in the context the Mordechai. Mordechai says it in the context of Shtari Hadyotos proper. The Chachmei Svar there, the Shilti Giborim, quoting from the Rebbeinu Baruch, are talking about it in the context of the guest list. So guest list may be different because if that's Atur Shtari Hadyotos, and Zera Mishum Shtari Hadyotos, and not Shtari Hadyotos Mamish, so there may be a difference in terms of severity. And maybe you could entertain us. We'll talk about a heter ion or hear her for that which is aser utter shtari hadyotos, but not for shtari hadyotos mamish. But the Mordechai is matter even for shtari hadyotos mamish. So again, the Mordechai connects it to mechika. So somehow his calculation is that we're not where you may come to be mochek if you're only looking at a derech hear her the ion. But there are other Rishonim that entertain a heter of Derech Iyun, even according to the reason of Mim Sochefsecha. And even if the Isser Shtari Hadyotos is because of Mim Sochefsecha, not because of Yeshem Yimchok, there still may be grounds to be Matir Derech Iyun Vehirher. So Shibali Leket, for example, in Simen Kuf Kaf Beis, quotes such an opinion, V'yesh matir hirhor below kriya. Tahad armina da asir likras mishim dechsid mimso chesach av davar davar diber asir hirhor mutter hilkach shapir dami liyune bigeres. It sounds like what he's saying is, the position that he's quoting is, in general, mimso chesach av davar davar, so hirhurim mutarim. That it's dafka dabri davar, but not hear her. You could be mahar her in divrei chol on Shabbos. So if shtari yotis is usher because of mimso chesach dabri davar, and other applications of mimso chesach dabri davar restricted to action, but not to machshava, so then it should be better to be mahar her be shtari hadyotos be iyun below kriya. And the Shibali Leket rejects that in the name of his brother, Binyamin Arofe, that filo hear her below kriya aser, lefisha yafsha shelo yisa v'yitein v'divrei inyane heigeres. That even if, in general, dabri davar is aser b'dibur, but hear her rim utarim, however, when it comes to shtari dotas, it's more of a concern, even if you're going to read it Mikufia, read it, behir her, the ion, and not bekriya, but it's inevitable. E efsher shelo, yisav yitem divrei nyanei yeres, you're going to end up talking about it as well. And that masumatan would be a more egregious violation of mimso chefsecha v'dabri davar. So even though in theory, Shibali Leket is quoting from his brother, in theory, we should have said that al yidei hear is mutter. But in practice, we're concerned that you may come to be no seve notein in the topic of inyani mekachum emkar, the topic of the igeres, which would itself be aser. So we aser even ayudei hear her.
Question about the Mordechai.
Yeah.
Is it so clear that he's saying you're allowed to spend time reading as long as you're not saying it out loud? Like, it seems to be more like he's saying that if it's quick, like Derek Havari, you're like passing through, you're not actually, like, if you're like looking to see what the sheet is, as opposed to saying that you could spend hours at a time reading a book as long as you don't say it out loud.
Thank you. here. Yes, I'm just looking at the Lashon of the other Rishonim. So that may be, I hear what you're saying. So let's, that may be true in the Mordechai. The Lashon of the Ritva, quoted for the Bali Tosis, which is in parallel in the Ramban and the Rashba, is Lo Asru Mitoch HaKsav Ela Bekore B'Fiv Dome Demona B'Fiv B'Ksani Aval Estakel B'Ksav Limnos b'machshava so mutter. Right, so there I think it's clear. He's saying that he's drawing a contrast between korei b'fiv as opposed to b'mistakel b'ksav. So I think there, right there, it is clear that we're talking about Ion. Even again, his context is the guest list. So you're not going to be reading the guest list for hours on end. But he does draw the distinction between Kriya and Tistaklis. And I think the Shibali Lekha that we quoted also says Shapir Dami Li Yune Bi Geres. That's talking about Ion as opposed to Kriya. So I think you may be correct, Ezra and the Mordechai, but there are definitely other Rishonim where it's clear that the Ion position is in contrast to Kriya. Is that fair?
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. So I don't know if that makes you more inclined to read the Mordechai in light of the Thoth Rishonim, or say the Mordechai is a different shita that has a different bar. Not sure. Okay. I sent you by email a post from a number of years ago on the Sfarim blog by Rav Eliezer Brot about the Nitziv's Shabbos. So, you know, as we know, when our school translated part of the Torah Tamima's four-volume Makor Baruch into English and called it Mayokal Nitziv in the mid-80s, and it was sent out as a fundraiser by the Lakewood Cheder, it was subsequently recalled for perhaps somewhat unclear reasons, but some of the speculation as to what was found objectionable is the Torah Tamima's account of how the Nitziv would read newspapers on Shabbos. So I sent you out the actual excerpt from the original Mekor Baruch in Chelek Dalet, where in that article the Rabbi brought assumes and tries to demonstrate that even if people raise questions about the authenticity of every account that Torah Tamima had about the Nitziv, that this seemed to be corroborated as historically correct, or at least he speculatively thought so. But the account on page 1794 of the Torah Tamima's Mekor Baruch is where he writes that just about all the newspapers that were in print at the time, the weeklies and the monthlies, there are no dailies, would arrive at the Nesev's house. Including Hamagid, Halvanon. And the Torah to me writes that he remembers that the Magid used to come, Hamagid used to come every Erev Shabbos towards evening, and the Nesiv wouldn't read it at night because Leil Shabbos was Kodesh Lo Lachzer Baal Pal Mishnayis Misef the Shabbos Erevin with Dina Masamatan, but he would read it over Shabbos day. And when Hamagid's delivery would be delayed and it wouldn't arrive in Erev Shabbos, the Nesiv would comment that that Shabbos he felt like he was missing something, the way he feels on Shabbos Chazon, that he's missing his Erev Shabbos bath. Ad Kan, the Torah Tanigma's account of the Nesiv's experience with the Jewish newspapers. So Rabbi Brot points out in this article that the Nesiv actually wrote a tshuva. And in this new Shtari Hadot, this Meshavah that we've been quoting, he quotes these as well. The Nesiv wrote a tshuva that was printed in a Torah journal called Itur Sofrim, which was edited by Rav Kook, who was the Talmud of the Nesiv in Volozhin. Taf Reish Mem Ches, 1888. So the Nesiv and the tshuva printed in this Torah journal, Itur Sofrim, I believe volume 1, writes that you're allowed to read newspapers on Shabbos, be'iyun, not be'kriya. And he says that's meduyak in the Lashon HaGemara that we didn't really get to yet, but we'll be getting to Bli Nether shortly. But the Gemara on the bottom of Kufim Tassimut Aleph has a din of Ksav Tachas Adyupni. The Gemara says, Ksav Mahala Tachas Atzura, if you have a caption under a picture, the Tachas Adyupnos, and under statues, Asir Likroso B'Shabbos, you can't read it on Shabbos. V'diyukna Asma, statue itself, Afbachol Asir Lestakoba, you can't look at it. Mishum Shanam Ral Tifnu El Ha'alilim. So it says in a Tziv, there's a contrast between the Staklos and Kriya. And the Isser, Ksav Tachas Adyukni, Ksav Tachas Atzura, is an Isser of Kriya, not an Isser of Histaklos, but Histaklos would be Mutter, and Kriya means Kriya Bakol. And the Nesiv makes the same point, is Merame Sada Alatar on Kufta Zayin Amabez, Dibra Maschil, Vihine. There he writes it in the Mahalacha Gemara, not with any Lemaisa application. And the Nesiv is closer on this point again in a tshuva printed in Tshuvas Bikure Shlomo, where the author of that Tshuva Sefer took issue with the Nesiv's position about newspapers. And the Nesiv responded, standing by his original position. And he writes that he makes his argument to distinguish between Iyun and Kriya to be Mastik Minu Yisrael, even though it seems to be against the Psak of Shulchan Aruch. Right? It seems to be against the Psak of Shulchan Aruch that we just read in Sif Yud Gimel. Afilu la'ayin behem below Kriya is Aser. So in the Shtari Hadotis B'Shabbos, Perek Yudalit, he points out that the Nesiv presumably is making the following distinction. The Nesiv there is Mitzayin. He says what he writes is consistent with Sif Tesvav. What's Sif Tesvav? This din of Ksav Tachas Atzura. Kosel of Vilon Shiesh Botzuras Chayas Mishunos Odyuknos Shobene Adam Shel Maisim Kigon Milchamas Dabi Vagoyas Vikosel Botzuras Ploni Vized Yukin Ploni Aser Likros Bo Mishabbos. So there it says the Isser is one of Kriya, implication maybe, not one of Histakluk slash Ion slash Hear Her. It says the Shari Dot of Mishabbos, maybe that's precisely the point. The Nesiv isn't quoting Tesvav to the exclusion of Yud Gimel. Yud Gimel obviously says, Afila Ayyubab Lukasar. Maybe the distinction is between Shtari Adyotos Mamish, and that which is Aser Atu Shtari Adyotos. Shtari Adyotos Mamish, actual business documents, contracts, classified ads, advertisements. Shtari Adyotos Mamish is Aser even Be'iyun. But the heter of Eon, that applies to that which is Aser Atur Shtari Diotis, that which is one step removed, like Ksav Tachas Adyokni, perhaps subject to Machlokas, as we discussed, Igra Shlomo, at least according to the Rosh, Igra Shlomo is Atur Shtari Diotis, not Shtari Diotis Mamish, that which is only Atur Shtari Diotis, but not an actual bill of sale, not an actual commercial document, that would be Mutter B'Ion, and that is what the Netziv is suggesting. And the Chai Adam writes as well, Nishvas Adam Klal Lamed Ches. So first the Chai Adam itself, the Chai Adam writes in Klal Lamed Ches Se'if Tes. So he notes the minhag is to be mako if a person donates money in shul, let's say, so they would use piskos, they'd use notes to flag the donations that are made. Talk about Tzorach Mitzvah a little bit later. And maybe there's a heter Tzorach Mitzvah. So he writes there in the Nishmas Adam in Os Gimel. That some of the minhagim or the practices to be makel and some of these things are based on the distinction between Hirhur and Kriya. And there's such a minhag to read letters based on that distinction. So even though the Pashas in Shulchan Aruch is not that way, simple, clearly it says in Yud Gimel that Eon is Aser. So if you don't make this distinction of the Netziv, or distinction that maybe the Netziv was making between Shtari Dotos Mamish and Atur Shtari Dotos, then Eon should be Aser even for that which is Aser Atu Shtari Hedyotos. Which again is the presumed default position. Now, in the Sefer Shtari Yotis Meshavis, he quotes five suggestions among the poskim as to why you should be machmer. Meaning, if you assume that Shtari Yotis is usher because of Mimsa Chavsecha V'Dabri Dovar, so as we saw the Shibali Lekin a few moments ago, the default presumption should have been that it's mutter. Shibali Lekin quotes from his brother. The reason it's usher anyway, you don't say Hirhur Mutarim, is because you may come to be nosev and nosein in the context or the subject matter of the Shtari Yotos. And that's why we usher even Aide here. So in the Sefer Shtari Yotos Meshavis, he puts some other suggestions among poskim, different suggestions as to why we're machmer Aide Iyun. For example, he quotes from the Tshuva Sayyavitz that when you're maharher mitel chatzav, that's ki'ilu, you're being oseik in your chafatz. Because when it comes to other applications of davar davar, so shelo yehi dibur chavashavs ki dibur chavachol, so we're talking about something where the normal form of engagement is dibur, so then dibur is going to be aser, but here is going to be mutter. But if the normal form of engagement with this maisachol, with this esek, is hirhur, meaning most people, when they read a document or read a book or read a letter, you don't read it out loud. The default engagement with written material is I, they, hear. That's the normal way of reading it. So that itself is the default way of being oseik in Dvarim Shalchol, in Mimso Chafsecha. And that's why it's going to be usher even ayudei here. Or even the Aruch HaShulchan that suggests that even those Rishonim that have the reason of Mitzvah Chafzecha may also or should also be concerned about Gzeira Shema Yibchok, and not like the Mordechai, even ayudei here there's a concern that you may come to be mochek. So the presumption is even though there may be grounds to be mitzaref the makilim about Iyun as a sniff with other tseirufim, but the default presumption is that when something is usher al shtari adotos, then it should be usher even ayidei here. Okay, I neglected to make one other point before on the din of Igeres Shlomim. So in Sif Gimel, which we're looking at now, the Mechaber includes in the list of Shere Adyotos, Igros Shel Shela Shalom. So it sounds like he's presenting that as a form of Shtari Hedyotos Mamish, which would be consistent with the simple understanding of Rashi. However, the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan and Aleph quotes, Nun Beis quotes, Mishum de Michlaf Bishtare Hedyotos. And Sharetzin, he quotes the Rush. So even though the simple reading of the Mechaber sounds like it's like Rashi or those who hold that Igeres Shlomim or Shtari Hedyotos Mamish, Mishnah Brura is Messiah in the Rush that it's Atu, Shtari Hedyotos. In the Taz, in Sifkat and Yudalef, in fact, Paskins against the Shulchan Aruch, he assumes that it's Taka Mutter to read the Igeres Shlomim like the position of the Baalei Tosfos. Okay. So let's focus now for a few moments on the din of Ksav Tachas Hatzura that we referenced a few moments ago. So Rashi writes in the bottom of Kufim Testament Aleph, why is Ksav Tachas Hatzura Aser? Aser Krosa B'Shabbos, Shema Yikra B'Shtarei Yotos. So this is another instance of something that's aser atu shtari yotos. Just like according to Abaye, guest list is aser atu shtari yotos. It's not a shtari yotos mamish. It's not a business document. Or for Rashi, it's not even a geres shalom. But it's aser atu shtari yotos. If we allow you to read a caption under the picture, you may come to read shtari hedyotos. Primagadim, Mishpat Zav, Sifkat and Kaf Aleph, reads Rashi as Labdafka Atu, and he thinks Rashi really means it's a form of Shtari Hedyotos Mamish. Even though Rashi says Atu Shtari Hedyotos. Whether or not that's Rashi's position, it is a position of other Rishonim. For example, the Me'iri here on Kufim Testament Aleph. The Miri writes, when you're writing a caption under a picture to describe the image, you're doing it Kadeshi Avinu Haroim Inyanatsuros Vadyuknokos. You're doing it to provide context so that the observer understands what is being represented by the image presented. Also Likrosam Bishabis, She'en Luchas Shtari Hedyotos Gadol Mizah. So this is super Shtari Hedyotos. Not really clear what the Kavana there is, meaning why is this Shtari Hedyotos Mamish we understood to be business documents. Mekachumemker, Masamata. So a description of a battle or a description of people represented, why is that Ein Lecha Shtari Hedyotos Gadol Mizeh? Not sure. The Rabbeinu Chananel al Hagilyon has a line, Delo Gara Mishtari Adyotos. It's no worse than Shtari Adyotos. So it's not, that's not as extreme as as a Meiri, but it's still more than Atu Shtari Hediotos. Unless that's what he means, Lagarmi Shtari Hediotos is Atu Shtari Hediotos. It sounds like it's more than Atu. It sounds like it's equivalent to Shtari Hediotos. Lagarmi Shtari Hediotos sounds like it's not Masa Matan, but for whatever reason, Masa Matan is Usur. For whatever reason, Shitrei, Mekachum Emkar are Usur, be it Mimsel Chasukha, be it Shema Yimchok, Ksav Tacha Sadyukni should be Usur just as well. I mean, there's no less of a Mimso Chefsecha when it comes to Ksav Tachas Adyukni. Okay. And then you have a third or fourth opinion, depending on how you're counting till now, in the Balamor, Samach Gimel Manal Padape Rif, and the Ran Riff, that Ksav Tachas Atzuris itself, Aser Shema Yimchok. Just as the waiter, the invitation list, maybe Aser Shema Yimchok. Ksav Tachas Adyukni, maybe Aser Shema Yimchok. In the Sefer Ayil Meshulash that we haven't quoted yet, although I mentioned yesterday its existence, Ayil Meshulash Al Hilchos Shtari Hediotos, Menachem Aryeh Schlesinger. This is one of his later volumes. The Boer volume that we use when we spoke about Boer is written, I think, much earlier. This is published Tav Shin Samech Dalid. So in the Biurim in the back, in Simon Dalid, he analyzes, he presents as Machlokas Rashi in the Rebbeinu Chananu about the Geder of Tzav Tachas Asur. And Rashi said, Atur Shtari Hediotos, and the Rebbeinu Chananu says, Logarmi Shtari Hediotos. So he says, they also argue about the Geder based on the following. The previous Rashi writes, Ksav HaMahalik Tachas Atzura V'Tachas Adyuknos Kegon Dinei Adam HaMitzayrim V'Kosel Chayas Mishunos, people that draw graffiti of interesting atypical animals. Oh, Diuknos Shal Dinei Adam Shal Maisim or Al Shema Seim, or images of people, Kagon Milchemes David Vigolias. They have a battlefield image of David Vigolias. The Kosa Tachteya, Tachteya, Zutzer Aschaya Plonis, Vizut Yuknis Ploni, Uplonis. So they write a caption underneath, this is David and Golias. The Rebbeinu Chananel, in contrast, writes, Ksav Tachas Atzura, Tachas Adyukni, Perish Dyukni, Tzuras Adam, Vaksav Shetachtav, Asil Krosa B'Shabbos. The Tzura and the Ksav underneath is Asir to read. So the Ayil Meshulash thinks that there's a machlokas here. Rashi's elaborate description indicates that Ksav Tachas Atzura, Tachas Adyukni is only a problem if there's some kind of Sefer Dvarim that's explaining the picture. Whereas, according to Rebbeinu Chananel, any writing under a Tzura with or without context is going to be Usur. Any word under the Tzura, whether or not it's meant to provide context or explanation of the picture, whether it's a Sefer Dvarim or just a word or two, is going to be Usur. And that understanding of Rashi, he thinks, is smuchim for the position of the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham in Shin Kaf Gimel, Sif Katan He, Shin Kaf Gimel He, based on a diuk in a Tshuvas HaRash, Magen Avraham says, that if you only write a name, Tachas Atzura, there's no Isser. What's the diuk from the Tshuvas HaRash? So the Tshuvas HaRash, Klal Kaf Beis. The Rush there is talking about the fact that you shouldn't read off donations on Shabbos. You shouldn't read off a petek, how much money someone donated. But the Rush writes, Im kasav shem ha'ish levado, mutter likros velasos nekavim. If you're just writing, you're just reading the name of a person. If you have a list of the members of the shul, and someone makes a donation to the shul, so you're going to read the name of the person that donated, and you make a hole next to his name, so you'll remember to bill him after Shabbos. Delo mikri shtari adyotos, ela shtar shekasabo ezu esek. Shtari adyot is only a shtar that has an esek, that has something involved, that has a din advarim. But it's simply a name that's not shtare hadyotos. So Magen Avraham says, based on that, that simply writing a name, not in a context, or standalone name, is not a violation of shtare hadyotos, is not atu shtare hadyotos. So based on this, based on this Magen Avraham, which is based on a Rush, the Ayin and Shulah quotes from Rav Eliashiv, that Rav Eliashiv is matir on Shabbos, reading the name, a name on a sefer, reading a name on your seat in shul, reading a name of a street on a street sign, a number on a house, because all these things are shem ba'alma. It's just a standalone word or two, not part of a broader context, not part of a secret dvarim, and not subject to shtarei hadyotos. In Shmir Shabbos, Perek Kaf Tes, footnote Kuf Yud Zayin. Perek Kaf Tes, footnote Kuf Yud Zayin. He quotes from Shlomo Zalman that Shlomo Zalman was matir reading a street in the name of a street or a house number for a different consideration, that we're not worried about shtar hadyotos if it's something that you just see memela. You're walking down the street and you don't have to close your eyes when you're walking down the street on Shabbos. It's inevitable that you're going to see a street sign, that you're going to see a house number. So you don't have to walk blindfolded so you don't see any writing. Anything that you see memela without intention to be collate that information, that's mutter. So in the Sefer Shtarei Hadyotos B'Shabbos, Perek Yud, he says it sounds like Rav Shlomo Zalman was not going with Rav Yashiv's consideration. It's not because it's a shame ba'alma that any one or two word writing, a name, a number, isn't subject to Shtarei Hadyotos. But a different calculation could be it ends up in the same place most of the time. But that anything that you see memela, it's lo yitachen that we asked you from noticing anything on the street when you walk down the street. Rabbi Karp writes that he thinks you should be machmir even on street signs and street numbers unless there's a tzorach gadol. You should avoid it. If you need to know where you're going, then you can read a street sign. Yeah, that may be a tzorach heter along the lines of Igeres Shlom according to the Bali Tosos. But Rabbi Karp thinks that you should be machmir on street signs. And it sounds like both the Shlomo Zalman and Rav Eliashiv, for different reasons, were makel on house numbers and the like. So in some of this farm, they say, if a street sign says Amsterdam Avenue, then that's subject to the Seder. But if sometimes in Eretz Yisrael, they have street signs with followed by Hol Megillah and historical explanation as to who the street was named after. So if it says name of the street and then a sentence underneath the founder of Moshav, whatever, so then that would be a potential problem of Shtari Hadyotos. The Ayilu Shulash also points out that the mashmos of that Rashi is that ksav tachas atzura is a problem where there's a more robust image reflected. Chayas Mishunos, David Bagoyas, it's a war scene. But if you just have a picture of one lonely person staring into the camera without any big parade, then that would be mutter. That ksav tachas atzura is only where the tzura is something more exciting than just a solitary image. Then he points out, that's what the Ali Mishulish points out, in the Shtarei Dotes Meshavis, he points out Rabbeinu Prachya here, Rabbeinu Prachya in the Bloy Shita Sagamonim, that it sounds a little bit different, or a little bit of a different emphasis, that if the Ksav is only a name, if the Ksav Tachas Atzura is only a name, like the Magen Avraham, so then even if it's a complicated picture, it's going to be mutter. Lashon Rabbeinu Prachya is Tachas Atzura, Kigon She'osin Tzura, the Kosvin Tachtaha Zu Tzuras Ploni Bekazah Irala. So you have a Tzura, and then you write, this is this Tzura, and this is what happens. Oh, Kosvin Suraskaya, the Kosvin Tachtaha, Hano Haba Mikarnat, Lafeha, Vishasha Nosna Wala Ish. Not sure exactly what he means in terms of the specific example, but this is what if you put this chai on the fire, and this is what the horns and the hoofs will yield. That's a problem of Atu Shtarei Dotes. But if you just write a name without a whole Megillah, then that would be mutter. And Rabbi Carr points out that the impression you get from the presentation of the Mechaber is that the Mechaber is Megal on this, meaning that Ksav Tachas is the only problem if it's a more robust Tzura, like maybe Rashi, because he writes in Siftas Vav, Kosel Avilan Sheesh Batsura Schayef Mishuno, so Diknos Shabani Adam, Shamaisim, Gamilcham Stavre Goyas, Kosel Avilan Plonis, with Zed Yukon, Yukon Plonis, also look at the Mishavas. That's like Rashi, the whole impressive picture. So maybe the Mechaber means to say that Ksav Tachas Atzura is only a problem if it's a bigger picture that needs explanation. But a solitary picture, perhaps, would be mutter. In the Sefer Shtari Hadyotos B'Shabbos, and Ayil Mishulish has this also from others, he quotes in Perek Yud from Reb Chaim Kanievsky, another poskim of the last generation, that if you have a picture of a gadol, so then it would be mutter to read the caption under the gadol's picture, because that's considered Chefse Shemayim, and that's Mosif Yiras Shemayim. Rav Asher, Chelek Aleph Minchas Asher Simen Yutes, has a relatively brief tshuva about Shtarei Dotos. It sounds like he's not excited about that svara alone, but he says also it can be a mitzvah of that svara that it's Mosif Yiras Shemayim, with the fact that it's written B'Lashon HaKodesh, if it is, in the Kula of the Ramah, that we'll probably get to next time, about something that's written B'Lashon HaKodesh. Rabbi Karp thinks that you should be machmir on Gedolim cards, not to read the captions on Gedolim cards, even though he says you can still give them out to kids because Be'ikar Adin is mutter. He just thinks it's Kedai L'Hachmir for adults on the captions on Gedolim cards. Rabbi Karp quotes another kula from Rav Eliashiv, that if you have a caption that's not telling you anything you don't know, meaning you have a picture of Reb Chaim Kanievsky and everyone knows what he looked like, so it's not telling you anything you don't know, then maybe there's no isser there as well. The ksav tachas atzura is only if it's something that you need the ksav to clarify for you. And then he quotes a further kula of Rav Eliashiv, and the Shtari Deotis Meshavis has this as well, that a sefer that you're allowed to read, we'll probably talk about this more next time, what is acceptable Shabbos literature. But if it's something that you're allowed to read, let's say in the extreme, a sefer that's most of Yerach Shemayim, which everyone should agree you're allowed to read on Shabbos. So if there are pictures in the sefer with captions, the caption on the picture should be lo gara from the rest of the book. If you can read the whole book, so then the caption on the picture in the book, there shouldn't be anything special about a caption per se relative to the context in which the caption appears. So if there's a picture in a biography of a gadol, and you assume that you're allowed to read the biography in Shabbos, so then he thinks you should be allowed to read the caption under the picture as well. Okay. Magaron Paskins Simon Shin Aleph Sif Katan Dalid. Shin Aleph Sif Katan Dalid. The context of this, Magen Avraham, is the halacha in the beginning of Siman Shin Aleph, that even though you're not allowed to run on Shabbos other than for Dvar Mitzvah, Bachurim Hamisangim Bikvitzasam Umarutzasam Mutter, that if you have young lads that enjoy jumping and running on Shabbos, they're allowed to run. Says the Magen Avraham Sifkatan Gimel. Sorry, Sifkatan Dalid. The Mechaber adds a line, sorry. V'chein liros kol davar shemis'an gimbo. And you can run to see something that you get oneg from. Says the Magen Avraham, Perish, afa pisha asir liros diuknos, mikol makam ima re'iya oneglo mutter liros. So two pshatim in what the Mechaber means. The Bach says he means you can run to see something that gives you onek. And the first pshat in the Magen Avraham is you can look at something that otherwise would be usher to look at, like duknos, if that gives you onek. So the Magen Avraham formulates some kind of a heter that there's an oneg dispensation for re'iyas duknos. Okay. And then the Magen Avraham has the following kula as well. This is back in our Siman Shin Zayin, Sifkatan Tes Ayin. Shin Zayin, Sifkatan Tes Ayin. So this is on the din of the guest list. He quotes in the Bach, Mashinoagin Shashamish Karilis Uda Mitokhaksav Aser. So apparently people had a practice of having the Shamish read off the guest list, even though that's Aser. Nihidilashama Yimchok Lakalamechash Avakishabala Suda Basmakare Elakishabala Suda Basmakare Kamakam Ikalamigzamishim Shama Yikra. So the Bach assumed that you can get out of the problem of Shema Yimchok, if the person reading the guest list is not the person who invited the guest, because he's not going to erase it, he's not the balabas. But you still have the Atu Shari Yotis consideration. V'ani Omer says the Magen Avraham, Minhag Yisrael Tarahu. Taha Cheshbono Shel Mitzvah Shari. That just like there's a heter of Cheshbonos Shel Mitzvah in Simen Shin Vav, and that's not a violation of Imtzach Hefzacha, so too, there's a heter of Tzorech Mitzvah when it comes to Atu Shtari Hadyotas. So if you have a guest list for Baka Mitzvah, then that'll be Mutter. You have to figure out for the Magen Avraham exactly what are his parameters, meaning isn't every Suda Shabbos a Baka Mitzvah? So maybe it means that it's not a mitzvah to invite these guests. So maybe for Dafka Suda Mitzvah Shabbos, whatever the parameters are, there are certain contexts in which a Shabbos Suda or inviting guests would be considered Tzarech Mitzvah, and the Magen Avraham thinks that there's no Isser of Atu Shtari Adyotos. There's no Isser Kriya Atu Shtari Adyotos for that which is a Tzarech Mitzvah. And he writes this as well in Simen Shin Kaf Gimel Sif Katan Hey about the Gabe Tzedaka, that the Gabe Tzedaka can read off a note to announce the donors for a Tzedaka on Shabbos, because that's included in Tzarche Mitzvah. So both of these kulos of the Magen Avraham, the kula of Oneg and the kula of Tzarche Mitzvah, are Nimso Chefzecha related, meaning that's not going to solve the Shema Yimchuk problem. So it's only relevant where Shema Yimchuk isn't a concern. So for example, the Magen Avraham said, if it's someone else reading the guest list, we're not worried about Shema Yimchuk because he's not the Baal Abbas. The only thing to worry about is the Atur Shtari Yotas, the Mimso Chefzecha. So Mimso Chefzecha could be solved if it's Tzarech Mitzvah or maybe with Tzarech Oneg. That's the two kulas of the Magen Avraham, two potentially far-reaching kulas of Oneg and Tzarech Mitzvah, which would solve the Mimso Chefzecha problem, not solve the Shema Yifluk problem. Prima Gadim points this out in Eish El Avraham, Sif Katan, Tes Zion. Mishabrua points out, by the way, in Sifkatan Mem Zion, back in Shin Zion Mem Zion. So on the din of reading off the guest list, he quotes the Gemara, the two reasons of the Gemara, Shema Yimchok and Atu Shtari Adyotos. He quotes we just quoted from the Bach and the Magen Avraham. And then he says, Amnam Bishari Tshuva, Hei Viliyashev Aminag Lahakel Lashamish Likra Mitoch HaKsav Afilu Lusudas HaRashus Da Lashamish Meikar Lagazru Kedei Shelo Yasev Yavi Lidei Chorben V'Takala Ke'uvda the Kamsa Bar Kamsa. So maybe there's never a Gzeira on the Shamish at all. In order to avoid any repeat of the Kamsa Bar Kamsa story, we're not gozer on restricting a shamish from reading a guest list. Because if we tell him not to read a guest list, he may end up not inviting certain guests who's supposed to be invited, or inviting a guest who's not supposed to be invited, and then you'll end up with a repeat of Kamsa Bar Kamsa, which didn't end well. Okay, so the Rav Avadya in the Chazon Avadya Shabbos Chelek Vav, Chelek Vav was published posthumously. That was the last volume of the Chazon Avadya that Rav Avadya was working on. So it was published shortly after he passed away. So Chelek Vav of the Chazon Avadya Shabbos, page Samaches, he points out that the Magen Avraham's Kula by Oneg may have basis in Trumas Hadeshen, Simon Samich Aleph, who writes that even though you're not allowed to engage in Sicha B'Teila on Shabbos, but if you have people that get Oneg, Kishamidabrim Umisaprim Shmuos Neyamulachim Visarim Umilchamoseim V'chiyagavna, if you have people that enjoy talking about kings and officers and wars and hak, or what we call politics, then mutter on Shabbos. So Ravadi assumes that just as the Jumas Hadeshin posits such a kula for Dabar Davar, that even what we typically identify as weekday conversation, which should be restricted, is mutter if it gives you pleasure. So Huadin, Ksav Tachas Adyukni, or the like, may be subject to such a kula of Oneg. And the Alter Rebbe takes a strong issue with the Magen Avraham's kula. Kuntres Achron Simen Shin Aleph Oth Beis. Kuntres Achron Simen Shin Aleph Oth Beis. He writes, Saruchi and Gadol. Heichi Shari Mishim Oneg Shabbos. Zera Shema Yikro Vishari Dotos. If you're going to be matir that, then you should be matir Mecha Chumemkar also for Oneg Shabbos. That if you can't buy everything you need before Shabbos, then you should be able to buy on Shabbos, on credit. And no one would say such a thing. So the Gzeiros HaChacham where it goes there is a Siag. We don't push off just because of Oneg. That would be a mitzvah ba'aveira. So presumably, the Magen Avraham is assuming that, again, a distinction between Shtari Hadyotas Mamish and that which is Aser Atur Shtari Hadyotas. The Magen Avraham would agree there's no heter of Oneg if you enjoy reading your tax returns or you enjoy reading your electricity bill. So Magen Avraham wouldn't say that you're allowed to read it on Shabbos because of Oneg. That's Shtari Hadyotas Mamish. But that which is only usher, utter shtar idiotos, that which is only usher because of nimsoch chesuch adabar davar, utter shtar idiotos. So there, Magen Avraham is willing to say that there's a kula, b'makom, oneg. Okay. So one of the, we'll talk more next time, Blineder, about other potential kulos. But one of the kulos that is quoted in the context of either a heter or a limus chus for reading newspapers on Shabbos. So again, we'll have to talk about next time. Newspapers on Shabbos involve two issues. Number one, advertisements, which is presumably shtari dotos mamish. And number two, content. So if we're talking about Torah content, then according to most people, that's not even utter shtari dotos, that Torah content should be heter gomer, permissible on Shabbos. Katanish is quoted as saying even Torah content in newspapers may be shtari dotos. And I saw a quote of the Yorchas Rabbeinu, he quotes the Bais of the Katanish, that he saw someone reading one of the Aguda newspapers on Shabbos, which was mostly the very Torah, and he said it's muksa. But generally speaking, the assumption of most poskim is that pure Torah content, leaving aside advertisements, should be mutter. But the discussion is, you have neutral content. It's not business. It's not Mecha Chumemkar, but it's generic news or politics or analysis, but not Torah content. Not something that's necessarily Mosif Yiras Shemayim. So if you have something that's not Mosif Yiras Shemayim, so one of the bases of either Bimat or B'la Mitzchus is this Magen Avraham, that if you enjoy it, if it's Oneg, then it should be Mutter. And that's what Shmir Shabbos writes, Perek Kaf Tes Sif Mem Vav, that the Ikar Adin, if you're not going to look at the leaving advertisements aside in terms of the content itself, if there's no business involved, if there's no business discussion, then the Ikar Adin, it should be mutter. Okay, so we'll have to talk about this more next time. What are the other potential kulos or tzirufim for newspapers and how to deal with advertisements? And we'll try to round out some of the other kulos of shtari dotos, like the Ramaz kula of Lashon HaKodesh, We'll try to finish up with some more lemaisa applications of Shtar Yediotas. On Sunday, I have a couple obligations in the afternoon. Would it be possible to have Shira on Zoom on Sunday? Fine. So if we do it on Zoom, then I should be able to do regular 2 o'clock. Okay, so we'll try for 2 o'clock on Sunday.